About 45 people showed up on election night to talk about Petersburg's visitor industry. It was an informal meeting hosted by the Chamber of Commerce that encouraged a roundtable discussion on the opportunities and challenges of tourism. The meeting started off with a presentation by Dave Berg, the longtime owner of local travel agency Viking Travel. He says there's a need to diversify the community from the fishing industry. The Ocean Beauty seafood plant shut down this year, and the town's aging population is well documented, with more seniors every year becoming sales tax exempt.
And these visitors obviously diversify our local economy to a great extent because they're spending room tax and bed tax money here as they come into town.
Berg tried to quash fears that Petersburg could become like Juneau or Ketchikan, where many large ships visit. He says Petersburg's location is self-limiting with its narrow, high-current channel. Cruise ships carrying more than about 250 passengers can't navigate the waters. But Berg asked the community to consider other larger small ships that could anchor in Frederick Sound and lighter passengers into town, ships that carry 600 to 900 passengers. Berg says the passengers bring more revenue with them through fees, taxes, spending, and job creation.
We have them in the summertime, but we can enjoy those benefits and those revenues year-round. And so it could be a win-win situation for all of us.
Petersburg gets about 9,000 visitors a year, about half of what the peak was in the mid-2000s. Berg says Viking Cruise Line has offered to bring a ship that compares to the size of the ferry Columbia with about 600 passengers at capacity. They would stop in Petersburg 8 times between May and September. He says they want local. They're not a company that operates stores in towns they visit.
I don't see anyone that's interested in doing that here.
Petersburg resident Brenda Norheim says keeping things local could be hard to maintain.
It starts out as a good thing, and then as time goes on, then they start bringing in their own people and cut out the locals, and then before you know it, you have these international diamond stores moving, and I know you say that's not going to happen here, but we've seen it happen in other places.
Some fishermen complained about an increase in gray water discharged from cruise ships. Borough Assemblyman Taylor Norheim runs a tender boat and says he experienced it this summer.
I drove through that stuff for 4 miles. 45 minutes of driving through looked like alphabet soup almost. It was just disgusting.
Petersburg resident Carolyn Pritchett lives on Sandy Beach Road along Frederick Sound and says she is not in favor of large boats anchoring there.
All day, the lighter boats were going back and forth and back and forth. It was a constant whine. It's like having a mosquito in your ear that you can't get rid of. And then at night, they leave their generators on.
Other residents spoke on the economic opportunity more cruise ships present. Resident Amber Burrell.
In this economy where so many people are kind of trying to diversify themselves from fishing, don't you think that this is a great opportunity for people to try something new?
Studies project that Petersburg's population will keep getting older with fewer young people planting roots. Now, seniors make up 18% of the population, and that's expected to grow to 28%. By the year 2032. Resident Glorianne Wallen says more tourists could help create jobs for younger people so they will stay around.
All we're doing is really turning it into a retirement community. From my point of view, and a seasonal. I had 22 dark homes along Sandy Beach, the watcher side as I came in here tonight.
The public discussion wrapped up with more questions than answers. The chamber says more conversation is needed. They will be accepting written comments for the time being, with no real deadline in place. Berg says it's important to plan ahead because cruise lines sell tickets a few years in advance. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.